So let's move on now, talk a little bit about Waldenstrom macroglobulinemia. Maybe you can just sort of provide a little bit of an overview of some of the major developments in this field over the past couple of years.
Again, this is another area that there have been dramatic advances, both in terms of understanding the biology of the disease as well as in terms of developing the therapy. So again, going from something that was purely morphologic diagnosis to, again, looking for the MYD88 mutation and using that for diagnosing these patients, I think has really changed. Now you know that we have a much more homogeneous group of patients we are looking at. Now, in terms of therapy, obviously, rituximab was a major role, and the combination of the cyclophosphamide, dexamethasone, rituximab has been used for a while. We still continue to use that regimen. But the new drugs that have come along, again, ibrutinib is something that is, again, quite active in this disease and has a broad approval at this point for use, though we often tend to use that more in the relapse setting rather than in the upfront setting right now. The other part, too, is, you know, we are starting to understand the role of the CXCR4 mutations, and maybe some newer therapies targeting that abnormality could, again, make a difference in terms of outcomes for this high-risk disease.